So as the broadcast is coming, everybody is shouting amen, but few people are seeing the picture. Are you getting my point? Now what I'm explaining are the people who have their decoders, their smart cards, and their subscription is up to date. All right? And those are the people that God calls the righteous people who love the word of God. And they are the ones I want to bless this evening. I hope you've gotten my point. I said, I hope you've gotten my point. Those are the people who trust. In fact, I like the way David said it. Quickly, let's read that one again. It's a very good one. I'll read two just for completeness. Let's read Psalm 40 and then Jeremiah 17 to describe the blessed people. Let's first read that Psalm 40. In verse 4. He said, how blessed is the man who has made the Lord his trust and has not turned to the proud nor to those who lapse into falsehood. That's just the one I need. He said, this is a man who is blessed. The one who has made the Lord his trust and has not turned to the proud nor to those who lapse into falsehood. This is how Jeremiah said it in verse 17, in chapter 17. I'm sure this one we all know very well. In verse 7, it says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. Let's leave verse 8 for a moment. I'll come back to verse 8 in a moment. So the people who are blessed, when you are bringing forth those blessings, are those who totally, that word trust, same as faith, those who have put their faith, all right, in the Lord. They are the ones that are blessed. Therefore, if you are here this evening and you know you are blessed, say amen.
Amen.
Now, you know what I'm talking about. I don't mean you desire blessing. No. I'm not saying that you are praying that one day me too will get blessing. No. I mean that you have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and you love his word and you have departed in your heart away from those who lapse into falsehood. But your trust totally is in the Lord. That's what makes you a blessed person. If you're like that this evening, say amen.
Amen.
Let's just bow our heads and pray. I wanted to just do something. I just feel, no, David said, search me, O Lord. Just pray. Say, Lord, I like the way, is it Ron Kennedy that said it, or Don Moen? I have made you too small in my eyes. Okay, one of those Hosanna music. I think it's Martin Instrom, one of those people. Yes. Just in your heart, say, Lord, where have I departed from trusting in you? You don't have to feel terribly bad. Just acknowledge it. Say, Lord, here I departed. My mind went away. My heart strayed. It strayed. Because when it strays, it's hindering my blessing. Say, Lord, I reconcile myself to you again totally. Forgive me for taking my eyes away. You know, my wife was saying the other day when I finished preaching on, the power of the Spirit, we were talking about witnessing for Christ. So since that time, she has not been the same again. She began to look back at many times when Christians would gather and say, hey, this man is sick. Oh, this woman is sick. Oh, this brother is sick. They would gather and talk, and say, okay, good night now. Nobody remembers. Say, let us join hands and pray. We need to repent of that too. Election is coming. We talk. Nobody remembers to pray. When she finished telling me that, I said, you know, that's what the Bible says when God was speaking in Psalm 50. God said, you have given me a lot of offerings. I'm not complaining. You come to church a lot. I'm not complaining. So one thing I don't see is what they call the sacrifice of thanksgiving. He said, you make a vow. You call upon me in the time of trouble. I answer you. So when you come with an offering, he was telling them, it becomes a sacrifice of thanksgiving. That is what I'm saying is that you have not turned to me so that I may help you. You have called every uncle that you know. You have called everybody. You have called people to call people, to call people that may know somebody. He said, no, those are places in which your trust has moved away from the Lord. He said, Lord, wherever my mind has gone to places like that, restore me this evening. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Just ask, just pray like that. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Can we rise to our feet? Now, let's get into the business. I hope you've gotten the point I've made so far. All right, so we are broadcasting. You have your decoder, if you have it, say amen.
Amen.
You have your smart card, if you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Your subscription is up to date. Say amen.
Amen.
All right. Now, you're going to do something for me, all right? I know, you know, Pentecostals is part of us. We love to scatter. You know, I've said it before. It's a Pentecostal way of praying. Don't worry. It's not more righteous than the Orthodox way of praying. Pentecostals love to scatter. What I mean, you know, when you are raised up in something. It's not evil, just not perfectly right. So now let's begin to pray for the nation. All of us will scatter. Thank God, in our plastic chairs that are not tied to the ground. We'll kick it around. Hey, God, go to Kutubagba. Hey, Nigeria, Nigeria, Nigeria. Ho, 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 ho. Each person, in fact, God must have a powerful computer decoding all our prayer requests, compressing into a single file. The proper thing to do, actually, just by the way, the proper thing to do is that somebody prays, the rest of us will say amen. That is how communal prayer is supposed to be. So you hear in the Bible that they raised their voices and said, actually, one man will stand up and begin to say, and the rest of the people will be saying what? Amen. All right? That's just by the way. So you're going to do something for me today. I'm going to offer a prayer, all right, for you. You're up to date, amen? Subscription-wise. You say, I'm a blessed man or blessed woman. I'm a blessed man. If you're a woman, say, I'm a blessed woman. Whichever one. If you're a man, say, I'm a blessed man. Just tap your chest with boldness. Say, I'm blessed because in Jesus Christ I have been forgiven. You say, I'm blessed because I'm of the faith of Abraham. Say, I've been justified by faith. Therefore, I am blessed. Just raise one hand and just thank the Lord. Say, Lord, I thank you because I am blessed. Just give God thanks. Give God thanks. It's very important. All right. Now, I was saying something. What you are going to do is that as I pronounce the blessing of God, all right? So that just to drive the point in, this is how you answer me. You say, amen. Then you make a statement of it. Let me give an example. If I say, you are blessed in all that you do, you say, amen. Indeed, I am blessed in all that I do. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's very simple. Whatever I say, God will be with you in your going out and your coming in. You will say, amen. Indeed, the Lord will be with me in my going out and in my coming in. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's very simple, all right? It is very simple. It's not difficult. Let's try it, all right? Let's try. Let me start from Psalm 1. That would be a very nice one to use to start it. Because that's where blessed people, that's where they are described, all right? We already know the people who are blessed, don't we? Yeah, we do. We know those who are blessed. If you're a blessed man, the blessed woman, again, say amen.
Amen.
Now, therefore, I declare to you, because you are blessed, all right, that you will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water. Say amen. Amen. Indeed, I am like a tree planted. Very good. You got it. All right. The Lord is good. Let's do that again. He said, you are blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah, you got it. Let's do it one more time. God will be with you in all that you do in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God bless you already. You are blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right, let's go on. This Bible says that because you give attention to his word and you don't walk in the counsel of the wicked, because you don't sit in the path of sinners, you have given attention to this word of truth. Hear the word of the Lord. You will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water. In all that you do, you will prosper.
Amen.
God's favor will be upon you all the days of your life.
Amen.
You will not know lack in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God's favor will open doors that men said were closed for you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So where you failed before, you will not fail anymore.
Amen.
Listen, the steps of a man, of a righteous man, the Bible says, are established by the Lord. And he said, when he falls, he shall not be hurled headlong. Listen to me. Even though you stumble, you shall not be critically injured.
Amen.
Listen, as a businessman, even though you lose money, listen, in the name of Jesus Christ, because you love the word of God, you will not be wiped out.
Amen.
You know, David said, I've been young and now I'm old. I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging bread. Listen, you will not be forsaken in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Listen, your descendants will never lack in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Listen, in this country, you will be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Now listen to me. Please just put up your two hands. I just feel so strong about this. Financial prosperity is your portion in Jesus' name.
Amen. Indeed, financial prosperity is my portion in Jesus' name.
God will make all grace abound towards you. You will have all sufficiency in all things in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Indeed, God has made all sufficiency available for me.
Listen, God's grace will be abundant towards you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will have more than you need in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Listen, you will have so much more. You will be a blessing and you'll be giving out to other people. That is God's plan for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, there was a time you did not have a job. Then you had a small job. Now hear the word of the Lord. You are a blessed man, therefore you will give out jobs in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, because you have attended to the word of God, you will never be small in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me, if Nigeria wanted to collapse, it just missed the opportunity. Because now you have to manifest. Listen to me, in this country, God will lift you up in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Indeed, God will lift you up in this country in the name of Jesus.
Listen to this. Everywhere you go, listen, it's not because of you, it's because your light has come. It is not because of you, it is because your light has come. So I declare to you, if you walk into a business, that business just prospered. It's not your own. Listen. From now, everywhere you walk, you will be outstanding in the name of Jesus. Listen, I pray about, sometimes I kneel down. I say, Lord, men, women, they have attended to your word. You know, Simon said, let thy servant depart in peace, that my eyes are seen the salvation of the Lord. That is, when a man is longing and praying and preaching about something, his heart desires to see it. So I said, God, for these people I preach to, I will see them prosper. Therefore, here, listen to me, in the name of Jesus, you will prosper in the name of Jesus. Listen, hear this. If you love the word of God, say amen. Listen, a time will come shortly. Your regular offering for preaching the word of God is 1 million naira. That is, I mean on a monthly basis. I don't mean like, hey, you got. No, listen, there are stages in life. There's a stage in which you will put 1 naira together, 2 naira to make up to 1,000 naira so as to use to preach the gospel. A time will come that it's like, sorry, I did not remember. Is it today? Okay, please give them this check for me. I'll see them when I come back next week. And you don't even know you have given anything. That is your portion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say, indeed, that is my portion.
Indeed, that is my portion.
Say, we are bound. Listen, say, Lord, I am not covetous.
I am not asking because I want to eat plenty.
But because I must manifest your glory. Say,
my light has come.
Therefore, I will arise and I will shine. Say,
my light has come.
Therefore, I will arise and I will shine. Say, I am a blessing that God has made.
I am a blessing that God has made.
Let me tell you something. Quick, listen to this. You are not going to die.
Amen.
Say it. Indeed, I am not dying now.
I
You will live long in the name of Jesus. If they plant 1,000 bombs, you know what? It's in the Bible that bombs will be planted. See, that's why 1,000 can fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. Listen to me. None will come near you. Listen, say God preserves his beloved that none of their bones are broken. Listen, you will be totally preserved in the name of Jesus Christ. If you like, you know, the most dangerous road now in Nigeria is Aba Port Harcourt Express. Listen, if you find yourself there at 2 a.m., do not be afraid. Because the angel of the Lord is around you and is delivering you. That is your portion in Jesus' name. Listen to me. God will preserve your life. Said the righteous man falls 7 times, but the Lord raises him up. If you have fallen before, it's not a big deal. Listen, God will continually raise you up.
Amen. Indeed, God will continually raise you up.
Listen, you will marry the wife that you love. I didn't hear the amen. And for those who have married, you will love the wife that you have married.
Amen.
You will marry the husband that you love. I've not heard amen, no?
Amen.
Then those who have married, God will pour the spirit of, oh God. You know, in the last 1 week, every time I see my wife, my belly will just be sweet. Sometimes I'll look at her and say, come here. If not those, they said they give person love portion. I have chopped this love portion and my belly is full. That will be your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You will see your children.
Amen.
You will have all the children that your heart desires.
Amen. You will have all the children that your heart desires.
Listen, you know, your children are blessed. Did I hear an amen?
Amen. My children are blessed.
Even though they have not born yet, they are blessed. Listen, God will not let any Jaguda child come into your home. No troublemaking child is yours in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, this is what I do when my wife delivers. I carry those children and I bless them. You know, I go to church to do dedication because it's Christian society. The real blessing, eh? I am the prophet. Before that child was conceived, God put a blessing. So being the priest in that house, I now pronounce the blessing. No matter how my child misbehaves or wrongly behaves, I can't change the words. Because what's carrying them is not their genes. What's carrying them is not their natural abilities. It is the blessing of God that's making them rich. Listen, your children, they are blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me, David so pleased God that even when Solomon sinned, God didn't know what to do. The children of David, they annoyed God. God said, "Why not from my servant David?" He said, "Okay, I'm removing them from a throne." He said, "But I must preserve a throne because of my servant David." Listen to me, you are a blessed man, you are a blessed woman. Your children are sanctified because of your faith in the name of Jesus. Now I prophesy upon them that they have no choice but to obey God. And they will prosper in the name of Jesus. And they will be outstanding in the name of Jesus. And they will be healthy in the name of Jesus Christ. And they will live long in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hear you, church. This is the portion of the one who loves God and loves his word, who has believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, I declare that these blessings, they are yours in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Indeed, these blessings, they are yours in the name of Jesus Christ. You will live, listen to me. Another one. Old age is not a sickness. It's not a disease. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So as you age, listen to me, Caleb's testimony will be your portion. At the age of 40, Caleb was a warrior. At the age of 80, he was still a warrior. He looked at Joshua and said, Moses promised me this mountain. That was 40 years ago. In fact, I don't believe it's 40 years. I feel just as strong now as I did 40 years ago. So give me the command. Let me go and take that mountain. You won't become forgetful with age.
Amen. Indeed, I won't become forgetful with age.
Your brain will not shrink with age. Your bones will not become weak with age.
Amen.
Oh, please receive this. You will not even wrinkle with age.
Amen.
Bible says it clearly, mark that righteous man. He's old, but he's still full of sap. He does not wither. That is your portion in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Listen to me, people of God. That's what Jesus died for. To bring heaven down to earth again. So that what is bringing you, keeping you alive, is the word of God, not human wisdom, not natural strength. That word gives its medicine to their whole flesh. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, every sickness is cursed in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Every sickness is cursed in the name of Jesus.
By the stripes of Jesus, you have been healed. Listen, you know, if you learn too much medicine, you have too much problems. Because there are too many explanations for difficult problems. It's gene, it's this. But Paul said, even though the body is subject to death because of sin, yet the spirit will give it life. You know, I told you the blessing is righteousness, right? He said the spirit will give it life because of righteousness. Hear me, your body is receiving life now because of righteousness in the name of Jesus Christ. Health is your portion.
Amen.
Prosperity is your portion. Long life is your portion. In all that you do, you will prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. I feel like I'm talking about that prosperity again. Maybe because it's Africa. And Africa has been very poor for a long time. It has nothing to do with natural resources. The land that the cursed people were living on was flowing with milk and honey. Yet a curse was upon them, and God came and drove them out of it. You know, because of that, you know, poverty has been a problem. But hear me, because of your faith, do you hear what I said? Because you are blessed. Listen, poverty is not your problem anymore in Jesus' name. Listen, the path of the just is like the light of dawn. You are getting more understanding by the day in Jesus' name. Because he said the path of the just, that is, it gets brighter, it gets clearer. Listen, the ideas that will launch you into abundant and eternal prosperity, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Indeed, I receive the idea that will launch me into abundance and prosperity.
Poverty is dead.
Amen. Indeed, poverty is dead.
Prosperity has taken you over. Listen, let me pray one dangerous prayer for you. From now on, you will lack the ability to think small. Let me tell you, let me give you a prophetic word. From now, when you go out, your friends start telling you are crazy. I'm telling you. Your friends will start telling you that something is wrong with you. Why? Because you are going to start saying things that they cannot imagine is coming from this your mouth. Don't be angry. Don't be afraid. Just know one thing. Everything that you conceive and you so declare, it will happen in this your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Indeed, everything that you conceive and declare, you will see it in the name of Jesus Christ. The world has about 700 and something billionaires. More than 2/3 of them, or maybe 3/4 of them, are in one country, United States. Africa probably can boast of like four or so. I'm not sure of the number. Thank God Dangote at least is one of them. I look to my left there and to my right, everybody here. In this my lifetime, from amongst the people I'm seeing, billionaires will be counted. I've told you, look, kingdom thing is not about now I'm not a big man. That's the African man's prosperity. No problem. Since I'm not a big man. No. It's just that, listen, you will wake up in the morning and realize that 1 million people are eating because you're alive. That is, the reason why you don't want to die is because you know they must eat. Listen, some of you here will be preachers or are preachers. Some are not. But amongst people standing here, there are those who will cross their legs as they are flipping from one channel to the other, watching one preaching, watching one educational program. They will know that only I am paying 1 billion naira per annum to keep all these people on air.
Amen.
Listen, that will be your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, go to the book of the Lord and read. None of these prophecies, none of these words shall fail. Neither will lack its fulfillment or have the proper accompanying partner. He said, because once the mouth of God has declared, his spirit goes out and gathers it. He said, I call a bird of prey from the east and the man of my purpose from a distant country. What am I saying? Once you believe this word, God's spirit goes out and it starts moving events and resources to make sure they come to pass in your life. And listen, you will not die until you experience this thing and live for decades in them, and your children will be born into them in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Oh my God, I pray you get what I'm saying. Jesus said, be careful how you listen. What he was saying is that, you see, there are different ways to labor in life. That those who have labored the connection, a man came to me once, I was praying. He said, what's been happening? Nothing is working. I said, what do you mean? He said, I help politicians and then they forget me. May they continue to forget you. Why should they remember you? You are not laboring the correct place. You are laboring trying to help politicians. You know how Christians labor? They labor with the word of God. They use the word of God to change their thought patterns. They use the word of God to change the way they reason, what they think about, what they say, what they are expecting. Once they put in that label, God is committed to bring forth results in their life. He said, look, bless them. That's why I have come today. So that I can release manifestations into their lives. I feel so strongly that now some people are about to break into something bigger than they ever imagined. And God has kept them where they were till now because they need to be fed and built up with the word. Now the word inside them is full. They're about to explode. He now said, Banky, listen, tell them the word. Then I will be able to bless them. Listen. Greatness is about to be released in your path. In the name of Jesus. Say, greatness is my portion. Declare, I'm stepping into greatness. I'm stepping into abundance. I'm stepping into influence. Take one step forward. You know, just take a step forward. Say, I am stepping into breakthrough. I'm stepping into increase. Listen, God said that you have attended to my word. Now I am attending to your business. That word that you have drunk off, that you have inhaled, that you have imbibed, does not return void until it produces. Therefore, listen, you will experience the production of that word in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's quickly close. We'll do one thing. Everybody, be quiet. Just think. You will express production. Now, take one area. Just think about it. Where you first want to see that result. There are different things. There's marriage. There's childbearing. There's money. No. You want to improve your grades in school. Yes. Maybe first year, second year, you've not done very well. You're halfway through third year. You have just this semester. And then last year in school to jump your grades up from the back place where it was. Now, God says you are walking into intelligence, you are walking into retentive memory, you are walking into understanding, you are walking into confounding your lecturer with your wisdom. That's what you are walking into. Some people say, no, I must have children in the next 9 months. Some say, yes, this year coming, I must be married. Some says, no, my business has been at one level. No, it must go to another level. Yes, I've spent the last 18 months, 2 years, studying the word of God. I'm about to walk into greatness in my business. I'm about to walk into a great job. I'm not talking about just plenty money. I'm talking about areas of influence. Just think of it. Some say, yes, I have eaten the word. I feel the time has come. I am about to become my own pastor. This, you know, this is Pastor Banky. We've come to listen to him. Me, I'm going to be Pastor Emeka. I'm going to be Pastor Fred. I'm going to be Pastor Hilda. I'm going to be Pastor anything. I'm going to be something. I'm about to walk into that ministry. Because the word has been walking. You've been eating it. The time has come for somebody, some people here, to step into the release, abundant release. And I've come this evening as a priest. And I declare, the Lord bless you and keep you. I declare that the Lord is blessing you right now and increasing you.
Amen.
I declare that his face, oh God, his hand, he said the eye of the Lord runs to and fro. He has located resources that you need and he's opening the door to connect you with that right now. Listen, you, because you have attended to his word, he said no one lights a lamp and puts it under a bushel. But he puts it on the lampstand. The God that gave you understanding, that gave you hope. Oh, the God that gave you the determination to wait. He has built your lampstand. And now he's placing you upon it.
Amen.
Your light is about to shine for the whole world to see.
Amen.
You have endured the times of smallness. John the Baptist did not do any mighty work. But everything that he said concerning Jesus Christ came to pass. Just like he said it. And all those who were baptized by John the Baptist, they stepped into God's abundance. They stepped into his breakthrough when Jesus came. You have been baptized by John. By the understanding of this word. The day of Jesus Christ has come in your life. And you're about to explode. Explode in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Increase in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
From now on, I need money for rent. I need money for this. I need money for that. Will never cross your mind.
Amen.
What you will be discussing is that how do we get 3.5 billion to secure this project? Listen to me. Bankers will come to you and beg you with money at low interest.
Amen.
Listen, they will say, hey, wait. They, okay, look, we have 500 million. Do you want? No. Forget 20%. That's for the poor people. Rich men like you is only 9% we're asking for. Listen, they will call you. A time will come, you will employ someone to be answering your phone calls because of harassment from bankers. Oh, from bankers, from bankers, from bankers, from bankers. Are you getting what I'm saying? I'm not talking about from people begging you for money. I'm saying from those who want to lend you money. Listen, God will cause all grace to flow towards you. You will have all sufficiency in all things. You will abound unto every good work in the name of Jesus Christ. Because you have served God by his word. This is my God never fails. He said, those that hopefully wait for him, they will not be put to shame.
Father, we give you thanks. Just raise your hand and give the Lord thanks. Let's go home.